Just like body image expert and morning crew pal and author and our TV star, Rachel Oakes Ash.
Ah, Rachel.
What a fabulous introduction.
Well, I told you there wasn't life after radio because you were on B105 and look at you, you made something of yourself.
Yeah, well, I tried, but I've got to say Ben Duck, the bush pig, who I tried to make something not of, has gone much further than I have.
Well, that's much to my chagrin as well.
And mine too. God knows we tried to stand on the back of his thong. But
yeah.
And the first shot we see of this new show is your butt with you patting it and saying how proud you are of it.
Oh, look, I've had it for a long time and there's a lot of it. You've got to be proud of something that takes up a whole construction site, I've got to tell you.
So, Rob, you've watched the show. What's the thrust of
it? I have watched the show, and I've also read your book, Rachel, You Honest Soul.
I know. Do you think I bared too much?
Honestly, Jamie, this book is the
best. Now, explain to me, what's the name of the book first?
Good Girls Do Swallow.
Okay.
You didn't want to say that, did you?
Okay, no, I didn't know the name of the book, but now I do.
But, Jamie, just wait for the sequel. It's called Better Girls Gargle.
Oh, my God!
So, Rachel, when you were working with us here...
Oh, I was raiding the Black Thunder cage every night.
You were going through this.
Was that you?
That was me.
There are hints in the book, actually. She acknowledges, although she doesn't say where she was, but she talks about her radio career and some problems that she was suffering while she was on radio.
Now, so you were addicted to paddle pops, were you?
Yes, and that and the icy cold can of Coke.
Hey, you didn't eat my Weet-Bix one Monday, did you?
Oh, no, no, that wasn't me. That was the bush pig.
See, everyone knows about your Weet-Bix.